Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in our series called The Invisible War. In these lessons, we'll take an in-depth look at the unseen world of good and evil and how the spiritual side of life directly impacts our day-to-day existence in ways we never imagined. Now, we're excited to let you know that a very generous partner has stepped forward with a special $50,000 matching grant. That means any gift you give now will be doubled up to $50,000. But the grant expires at midnight on June 30th, so contact us right away. Go to PastorRick.com and have your financial gift matched up to $50,000, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Winning the Battle Inside Me.
Verse 18, Paul says, I know I'm rotten inside as far as my old sinful nature is concerned. Now, who told him that? He's telling himself that. He's putting himself down. He's condemning himself. And that is a mark of when you have habitual areas that you keep falling in over and over. I want to keep, how many resolutions have you made that you didn't keep? A lot. And then you start putting yourself down and just do the self-condemnation. That leads to number five, frustration. And this is a mark of a Christian trying to live on their own power instead of God's power. You get frustrated. Paul says this in the next verse, verse 18. He says, you know, no matter which way I turn, I can't make myself do right. I want to, but I can't. When I want to do good, I don't. And when I try not to do wrong, I do it anyway. Now, if I'm doing what I don't want to do, it's plain where the trouble is. Sin has me in its evil grasp. Now, the Bible calls this the law of sin. And the law of sin is the spiritual counterpart to the physical law of gravity. They both pull you down. Gravity pulls you down. Gravity loads you down. Gravity actually ages you because it's wearing on your body. And as I said last week, if you're down there and I'm up here, it's always easier for you to pull me down than for me to pull you up. This is the law of gravity in the physical realm, and in the spiritual realm, it is the law of sin, which means it's always easier to be pulled down and do the wrong thing than it is to be pulled up and do the right thing. Happens all the time. And that law is trying to keep you down. Now, let's say I want to ignore the law of gravity, and I say, I'm going to fly. I'm going to be the first human being to fly. So I go out and I start flapping my wings. You know, my hands up and down. I can flap as hard as I want, as long as I want. I'm never getting off the ground. Why? Because the law of gravity is stronger than my human ability to fly. The same is true in a spiritual realm. When I try to do the right thing simply by willpower, I'm just flapping my wings. I'm not going to get off the ground. I may get off the ground for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month, and then after a while, I'm going off the Daniel plan. Or I'm going back to my smoking. Or I'm going back to my pornography. Or I'm going back to yelling at the kids. And when I try to change by willpower, I pretty soon get tired and I give up and I stop flapping. You're not going to beat the law of gravity physically, and you're not going to beat the law of sin spiritually. It's going to cause frustration in your life. And Paul says, I am so frustrated. Let me read you a great theological piece by Arnold LaBelle. Now, actually, he's not a theologian. He's a children's book writer. And when my kids were little, if you've ever had preschoolers, you probably know the series of books called Frog and Toad Together. And I used to read them to my kids, and one of my favorite stories to my kids was this story called Cookies. Frog and Toad. Toad baked some cookies. These cookies smell really good, said Toad. And he ate one, and they tasted even better, he said. So Toad ran over to Frog's house. Frog, Frog, cried Toad, taste these cookies that I've made. Frog ate one of the cookies. These are the best cookies I have ever eaten, said Frog. So Frog and Toad ate many, many cookies, one after another. You know, Toad said Frog with his mouth full, I think we should stop eating. We will soon be sick. You are right, said Toad. Let us eat one last cookie. And then we will stop. So Frog and Toad ate one last cookie. But there were very many cookies still left in the bowl. Frog said, Toad, let us eat one very last cookie. And then we will stop eating cookies. Frog and Toad ate one very last cookie. We must stop eating, cried Toad as he ate another. Yes, said Frog, reaching for a cookie. We need willpower. What is willpower? Asked Toad. Frog said, willpower is trying hard not to do something that you really want to do. You mean like trying not to eat all these cookies? Asked Toad. Right, said Frog. So Frog put the cookies in a box. There, said Frog, now we will not eat any more cookies. But we can open the box, said Toad. This is true. So Frog tied some string around the box. There, he said, now we will not eat any more cookies. Toad said, but we can cut the string and open the box. That is true, said Frog. So Frog got a ladder. And he put the box up high on a shelf. There, said Frog, now we will not eat any more cookies. But Toad said, we can climb the ladder and take the box down from the shelf and cut the string and open the box. That is true, said Frog. So Frog climbed up the ladder and he took the box down from the shelf and he cut the string and he opened the box. And Frog took the box outside and threw all of the cookies out, and he shouted in a loud voice, hey, birds, hey, birds, here are free cookies. Birds came from everywhere. They picked up all the cookies in their beaks, and they flew away. Now we have no more cookies, said Frog, but we have lots and lots of willpower. You may keep it all, Frog, said Toad. I'm going home now to bake a cake. The great theology of Frog and Toad. Now, how many times have you played Frog and Toad with something you thought, I'm not going to do it anymore, I'm not going to do it anymore, I'm not going to do it anymore, and then you do it? This is the frustration. And it always leads to number 6, which is discouragement and despair. Paul gets so discouraged from this war going on inside him. And he says, it seems to be a fact of life. In other words, I'm giving up on this. Seems to be a fact of life that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. And in my mind, notice this is a mental battle. The battle's going on in your mind. In my mind, I want to be God's willing servant, but instead I find myself still enslaved to sin. He said, I feel like giving up. I'm in a battle and I'm losing and I'm feeling hopeless. And it causes these 6 things in my life. Now next, Paul discusses not the cost of the battle, but the cause. And what is the cause of this battle that's going on in you? Write this down. The reason is I have 2 natures. You actually have 2 natures inside of you. You have your old nature, which you were born with, and you have the new nature that was given to you when you trusted in Christ, when you were born again, when you became a believer. And this new nature wants to do the right thing, but you still have the old nature inside of you. And these 2 natures are in constant conflict with each other. And that's the cause of the battle. You have 2 natures, not 1, 2 natures inside of you. Paul says this in the next verse. I love to do God's will so far as my new nature is concerned, But there's something else deep within me. My lower nature, that's my old nature. The Bible often calls it my flesh, or it calls it my carnal self, or calls it the old man. These are synonyms for the old nature. There's something else deep within me, my lower nature, that is at war with my mind and wins the fight and makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. Now, even though I'm a Christian, my old nature is still alive. And I hate to tell you this, but you're going to live with it the rest of your life. You don't get rid of your old nature until you go to heaven. When you became a follower of Christ, he gave you a new nature and a new ability to do the right thing. But that's at war with the old you. And sometimes you feel like, I feel like there's two me's inside of me. I heard about an old Indian chief who was a Christian. And he was trying to explain this war between the new natures to his son. And he said, it's like two dogs in my mind in battle together. There's a good dog and there's a bad dog and they're fighting it out. And the young son said, well, Dad, which one wins? He said, whichever dog I feed the most. And that's going to be true in your life, whether you feed your old nature or feed your new nature. But even though I'm a believer and I've walked with the Lord for in a long time, I still have my old nature in me, which wants to be prideful, which wants to be self-centered, which wants to gossip, to lie or steal or make myself better or, you know, exaggerate or whatever. That old nature is still there. And the lust and the gossip and the lie and all that stuff's there. Now, let me tell you why the problem is your problem. Because willpower is not enough to defeat your old nature.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment with the second half of today's lesson. But first, in a year that has caused millions worldwide to become isolated, dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is more important than ever. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us continue reaching out to as many people as possible with Daily Hope for their lives. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world with a financial gift to this ministry. Please call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to give your gift so that those in need have access to the hope found in Jesus. Today, when you give, we'll say thanks by sending you Rick's brand new Daily Hope Silver Scripture Box with 52 Bible verse memorization cards based on the Invisible War series. And remember, any gift you give today will be matched up to $50,000 till the end of this month. That's 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. We'll lose any part of the grant we do not match by the end of this month, so don't wait.
Pastor Rick is always reminding us about the importance of getting God's Word into our hearts. That's why he's created a brand new version of the Daily Hope Scripture Box. And it is beautiful. The new Scripture Box is silver with the look and feel of leather, and there's an embossed Bible verse on top. It's designed to hold the Daily Hope full-color Bible verse cards that will help you memorize God's Word. There are 52 new Bible verse cards included, which all feature brand new artwork and graphic designs. In fact, these cards are so beautiful, you can display them around your home. You can even frame them. This set of scripture cards is based on the series Invisible War. Rick picked out 52 Bible verses that will help you win the spiritual battles you face every day. Oh, and this new scripture box makes a great gift too. This practical spiritual growth tool is yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. And when you give today, your gift will be matched up to $50,000 by our matching grant. So act now. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. winner of the NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Willpower is not enough to defeat your old nature. And if you think that you can change simply by wanting to change or by learning about change, it isn't going to happen. It'll happen for a little while, but then you're going to get tired and you're going to stop flapping. Knowing what to do is not enough to change you. If it was, I would never have to repeat a sermon topic. You'd get it, you'd change in that area, and then we'd just go on to something else. But just because you know the right thing to do does not mean you do it. The next verse says this, "So you see how it is," Paul says, "my new life tells me to do right, but my old nature that's still inside me loves to sin. Oh, what a terrible predicament I'm in." Circle that phrase, terrible predicament. In the original Greek, it literally means the exhaustion of hard work. It means being worn out after an intense battle. It means you're out of energy. You're wiped out. You're fatigued. You're frustrated. You feel like a failure. It's Paul's cry of agony. He says, "I need relief. I need help." Now, this is not a pretty picture. Romans 7 is the picture of a defeated, struggling Christian. And finally, he falls on his face and out of exhaustion. And Paul goes, "What's the cure?" And then he tells us. And he says, God's battle plan for victory. And he tells us what the plan is. Now, this plan is all in chapter 8. And we're going to cover all of that next week. And I can't share it all in one week because it's too much material. But let me get you started on a couple of advanced steps on how you start to win the battle going on inside you. You do three things initially, and then we'll cover all of the material next week. The first thing I need to do, God's battle plan for winning the battle inside me, is I must deepen my understanding of Christ. Now, you already know Christ. It's you got to deepen your understanding of Christ and what he did for you on the cross. Now, we're not talking about being an unbeliever here. You're a believer. Paul is a believer here. Jesus is already in you. In fact, that's why you have this battle. If you weren't a Christian, you wouldn't have this battle. Why? Because you'd only have one nature. And if you only got one nature, your old nature, you just go ahead and do whatever you please and do the wrong thing, and you don't even care about it. So a non-believer does not have this battle going on in them, because they don't have the good nature battling with the old nature. They just got the old nature that says, do whatever you want to do. So the fact that you've got Jesus in you is what's causing the battle. But having Christ in you is not enough. He doesn't just want to be resident in your life. He wants to be president in your life. He doesn't want to just take up space. He wants to be in charge. He wants to be the Lord of your life. What does that mean, Lord? It means he's the CEO. He's the boss. He's calling the shots. He's the chairman of the board. He wants you to put a sign over you that says, under new management. That's what it means to have Jesus as the president of your life, and under new management. But the first step is I have to deepen my understanding of Jesus Christ. He's in my life, but I got to know more about him. Romans 7, verse 24 and 25. Who will free me from this life? Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin? Thank God, the answer is through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, in a year that has caused millions worldwide to become isolated, dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is more important than ever. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us continue reaching out to as many people as possible with daily hope for their lives. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world with a financial gift to this ministry. Please call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to give your gift so that those in need have access to the hope found in Jesus. Today, when you give, we'll say thanks by sending you Rick's brand new Daily Hope Silver Scripture Box with 52 Bible verse memorization cards based on the Invisible War series. And remember, any gift you give today will be matched up to $50,000 till the end of this month. That's 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. We'll lose any part of the grant we do not match by the end of this month, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick to tell us how God is using this ministry to change lives.
I want to take a minute and tell you how important your support is to Daily Hope. Your generosity, when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping us take the message of Jesus Christ literally all around the world in the many places where there aren't missionaries or churches. These are called unreached tribes. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with the refugee crisis around the world. Literally, millions of people have been displaced from their homes, particularly in the Middle East and in North Africa, because of civil wars and violence. One of those places is South Sudan, where over 200,000 people are living in refugee camps. Now, when people are under tension and in transition, they are more open to the gospel than at any other time. These people who are living in refugee camps right now need the hope of Jesus Christ and the gospel. Now, when you help Daily Hope Radio and Daily Hope Broadcast, we're not only broadcasting across America, but in places like South Sudan, where the station airs our program three times a day. And we are told that many, many people are coming to Christ in this war zone as they listen to these Daily Hope broadcasts. So thanks. Thanks to you. Now, let me just read you one testimony that we've received. Here's a note from a woman who's living in a refugee camp there in South Sudan. She said, my name is Joyce, and I'm from the Central Equatorial State in South Sudan. I lost all five of my children and my beloved husband, as well as our family possessions, during the recent fighting in the capital of Juba. She said, I had planned to commit suicide. There's somebody who needs hope. When I listened to Rick Warren's broadcast, the one called When You Feel Like Giving Up, I got inspired and I dropped the idea of taking my life that very night. And I'll continue to pray God to bless this great preacher and thank you for giving me hope. Joyce, we're happy to do that. And I want to say it's because of the listeners who are giving faithfully every month to Daily Hope. Do you realize that when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping reach people like Joyce? She was going to commit suicide in a refugee camp. Now, isn't God amazing how when you just give what you can give, God takes it and he multiplies it, and we reach out to people that none of us could reach on our own. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray for Joyce. And today I want you to pray for all of the people who are in refugee camps and pray that we'll be able to continue to broadcast on these stations, taking the good news of Jesus Christ and hope to people who need it the most desperately. It's your sacrificial giving. It's your prayer support that makes this possible. So thank you for whatever you can do. And God bless you, my friends.
Please call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to give your gift so that those in need have access to the hope found in Jesus. And remember, any gift you give today will be matched up to $50,000 till the end of this month. That's 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.